This is KUNC. It may come as a surprise to you, but more than half of all Colorado school districts have some or all of their schools operating on a four-day week. These districts are typically small, rural, or both. But this year, one district in the Denver area made the switch. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel looks at how parents and teachers are adjusting to the new routine.
In 2017, voters in Adams County rejected a mill levy override that would have created additional funding for 27J schools and their nearly 18,000 students. It was the sixth time that such a measure failed. So as of this August, there's no school on Mondays.
We had to think out of the box.
Tracy Rednick runs the communication department at 27J. The district is one of the lowest funded in the Denver area, but money is not the main reason for going to a four-day week.
We were looking at new and creative ways to attract and retain teachers.
Traditionally, 27J has been a stepping stone for educators, but Rednick says moving to a shorter work week boosted recruitment. 500 prospective and experienced teachers showed up at their spring career fair, more than double from the year before.
It's a nice balance to have new teachers, but then also professionals that have been in the system for many years and are bringing their expertise to our district. So that's very valuable to us as well.
While a four-day school week may be an incentive for recruiting teachers, parents are still adjusting to the change, like Rebecca Williams of Brighton.
I started to initially panic because I was like, well, we work 5 days. What do we do on the fifth day?
This is why 27J offers childcare for elementary kids at some of their schools for $30 a day. William's son, Cade, is one of about 360 students enrolled in the program.
Testing, testing.
I'm going to say 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, testing, testing.
He already attended before and aftercare at his school, which cost $20 a day. William says adding another day is manageable.
So it's $10 more for all darn day. So it actually ended up being totally financially fine. So that was alleviated, and it's been very, very convenient.
Parent Rebecca Kanges had a similar reaction.
Where are my kids going to go? What am I going to do on that day off?
Fortunately, Kanges can work from her Commerce City home on Mondays, and that's saving her money because she can watch her 10-year-old son, Cooper, and his 5-year-old brother, Kayton.
That letter.
K.
What's the K for? What is it?
Kayton.
You know, I'm already spending $300 a month for my son to go to full day kinder, and I just couldn't handle the idea of spending more money for daycare when I didn't have to spend that money last year.
As a parent, things are working for Kanges, but in her role as a professor of special education and the department chair at Metropolitan State University in Denver, she's skeptical of the district's stated reason that the change is mainly to hire and keep more teachers. So how's it going?
It's taken a while to get used to.
Dave DeVincenzi is a second grade teacher at Turnberry Elementary and has 3 children of his own.
I mean, I still love Mondays off, and I like the 4-day work week, and it kind of flies by.
He's in his 11th year with the district and says it's been an adjustment adapting to a work day that is now 40 minutes longer.
You know, you're trying to, you know, mentally plan and do curriculum for 5 days because all the curriculum plans are still on a 5-day rotation, and we only have 4.
And Devin Chinsey is not sure if a shorter week will be enough to keep teachers.
We've all taught our whole careers with 5 days, so it's like, yeah, that's great and everything, but I think 4 days versus 5 days, I think teachers would still pick, you know, higher salary.
For now, Tracy Rudnick says the 27J school district is happy with the new schedule, adding that they will reevaluate things in 3 years.
We're moving forward and just being positive that all the things that we're putting in place, at the end of the day, it's all about the kids.
Even though parent Rebecca Kanges loves the district, she says the jury is still out.
I told my husband, you know, let's give this a year and see if there's positives or negatives or how we feel about it, and then we'll talk about if we need to move. What's that one?
S.
S? What does S say?
Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.
Good job. Nice work.